the way, when do you think they're going to be trying that landing? It will glide down, or maybe power down, and then it's going to go into the upright, I guess use rockets to make a soft landing. When is that going to be attempted, if you know?
Well, DARPA, working with NASA this time, is giving out this money. And now it's up to you. I think it's four companies, I'll have to check, but I think it's two companies that are involved to see what they can come up with. They're all involved with these type of rockets to begin with. So they just didn't hand it out to anybody. What they're going to do is probably, just like anything else, they've got to research this and then probably give NASA an idea of what they want to do. Maybe they'll get more money for it. But the goal, as far as DARPA is concerned, is to have these things complete by 2018. So maybe a four-year run to get, do this, or a four-year process. Back to you, John.
Very good call. Excellent. All right. This is KC2WGP with TechNet, and this is the Space Report. Anybody have any further questions for Paul? Please go now.
That's pretty much it, John. We'll cover some of these missions as they come up. Hang on to that SMAP1 for December. I think it'll make the news. They've got to talk about the spinning antenna. But hang on to that, and we can review that and see if it works or doesn't work. Anybody wants to contact me for questions, comments, it would be spacereport@gmail.com. spacenetreport@gmail.com. Back to you, John.
I'm sure you'll get some notes on that. Lot to look forward to. Yeah, I'd be interested to see this thing work. That's going to be some antenna spinning around up there. All right. Well, if there's no further questions, I'll move forward to closing the TechNet for this week and look forward to you next week. So if there's anybody out there, please reply now, KC2WGB.
There's nothing else, Sean, I can tell you about this. HF receiver I picked up from Radio Shack, believe it or not.
Go right ahead.
So this is it's a phase lock loop system, and I'm surprised that's good at work. But it does HF, and it'll do all hand bands. It's got a it doesn't care if you're on lower sideband or upper sideband. It's got a clarifier, so you can pick up all of that. I almost didn't buy it because I couldn't find any paperwork on the internet or anything that said it did CW. I wanted to do CW. I'm a big CW fan, John, as you know. And sure enough, I figured for the price, it was like on sale, like $35. I couldn't believe it. I mean, they get rid of all this stuff, I think. And reading through the direction, sure enough, it does CW. So it's a good scanner, battery operated, or you could plug it into the wall, but more fun to where you can take it to the park, throw it in the backyard, whatever it is, and listen to CW or hams, or and even it'll do your regular AM and FM. Well, so, get sick of listening to the AM, you can listen to FM radio, and of course get the AM broadcast, you can hear the foreign country. Pretty good little radio, John, back then.
So that was available at Radio Shack, $35. Is that a handheld, or is it a desktop?
it's not gonna just. How big is this? Width has got to be maybe 8 inches by 4 inches, maybe 2 inches deep. That's it. It's got a good size screen on it. Different ways you could tune up and down, either with a regular dial, you can tune up and down. It does 5 kilohertz steps. And let's say, you get on 80 meters, you don't want to go every 5 kilohertz, you want to go every 1 kilohertz to tune these guys in, you know, OSTW. So you push a button once, and you're able to, that automatically brings it to 1 kilohertz increments. I think it sounds good. It's unbelievable. Got a clock. It's got a long clock. Well, I don't need that, but back to you, Sean.
KC2WGV. They'll probably be sold out of those. That's a reasonable price. Wow. And for it to be able to do all of that. Does that come with a little antenna that plugs into the top also? Or is it an external antenna?
That's a telescopic antenna. And, well, you can plug in, you could plug in an external antenna to it as well. I didn't do that yet. I just used the telescopic antenna. And there's a company called Fangen, I'm sure you heard of them, and this is really that same thing, except they made it for Radio Shack. And maybe people weren't buying them, and they decided to get rid of them, I don't know what happened. Just don't know. Like they were giving them away, the box looked like it was, beat up a little bit. I thought, well, maybe these are just used or something, but they're not. Brand new. Back to you, John.
And do they also have a little 9-volt battery in there for the memory or a coin battery?
No, you just put a couple of double A's in there, and I'm sure it's got a flash memory system or something like everything else today. So no more coin batteries. It'll retain the memory. It's got 40 memories in it. And a little light that you push the button so you can see it at night and see what frequency you're on. It's got a scan mode. It's unbelievable what you can get. It reminded me of the, I don't know if you remember the old Sony, was it the Sony 2010? I used to love that radio. Ham had lent that to me before I was a ham, and I used that for probably 6 months or so, and I thought that was the coolest radio. That's what this thing is just like. And then, I gave that back to the ham, He helped me out getting my ticket and all. And that's what it's like. Do you remember Sony 2010?
I believe so. The one I had, which I think is that one, was a silver color. The whole thing was silver with that gray, and it was about an inch and a half thick and about maybe 5 inches tall, about 6 inches wide. Is that the one you're talking about?
Yeah. It had a bunch of LEDs in it, as you started to see something that they would light up. They look at them. It's like CW. Three or four of them would light up at a time. They would stare at it like that. And this one's similar, except it's just got the one LED in it. It's one color, and then once you get onto, once you get a good reception on that one frequency, then it changes color. It's pretty neat.
KC2WGB, I'm Mark Pickman. All right, anybody out there with any questions before I close the net? Go right ahead, KC2WGB. Paul. I think that's about it. Thanks for that great space report. A lot of information there. A lot to think about, too. So, if everything goes well, we shall all be back next week. Same time, same repeater.
Very good. Good net, John. I don't know if Dick's out there, but 73, if you listen, have a good evening. KCCWGB WS2M will be listening out.
73, Paul, and thanks for your participation and everyone that joined the net. And we look forward to seeing all you guys again next week. And Dick is supposed to be in bed sleeping, not listening with his headphones. And he's got a trip tomorrow. All right, this is KCCWGB closing the Limar Tech Net at 11:10. And we will see you all next week. KCCWGB clear.
Time is 12:37 a.m.
Amateur Radio Newsline Report number 1935 with a release date of September 12, 2014 to follow in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. The following is a QST. Radio Amateurs of Canada proposes worldwide 60-meter ham radio allocation. China announces a lunar circling mission carrying amateur radio. Closed-scan television is back on the air from the International Space Station. The FCC announces an increase in the cost of the United States vanity call sign. And New Zealand hams get ready to celebrate a major ham radio historical event. The details are next on Amateur Radio Newsline Report number 1935, coming your way right now.
From around the world, this is Newsline, Amateur Radio's first independent on-the-air news and bulletin service.
Time is 12:39 a.m. 73, and good night from the WQVL repeater. Net tonight at 8:30. This is the WQVL Amateur Radio Repeater System.
Thank you for visiting the Long Island Mobile Amateur Radio Club Repeater System, node number 9126 on the New England Reflector.
Link clear.
Auto connecting.
Node number 9126.
Welcome to the Long Island Mobile Amateur Radio Club Repeater System, node number 9126 on the New England Reflector.
Link active. Net tonight at 8:30. WQVL Repeater System. Tonight at 8:30, welcome to the WQVL repeater. Net tonight at 8:30, this is the WQVL amateur radio repeater system. Time is 5 a.m. Net tonight at 8:30. WQVL repeater system.
Avenue. They're out there with measuring tractor cones. They put like six of them alongside of the vehicle. Now there is a clue if they've got the portable vehicle out there doing the speed camera stuff. Well, there's a speed camera by the high school by me, and I never go by the elementary school or the middle school, so that's the only one exactly right here that I would worry about. But then there's the schools on Merrick Avenue South in Merrick itself that I sometimes pass during school hours. And then you don't have to worry about the ones in the city because you don't go near any schools. Although, where you work is a school and technically is in a school zone. I know in my travels from the tunnel to parking, I passed a couple of red light cameras, but I didn't see any school cameras, you know, speed cameras, yet. The ones in the city you're not going to see. They're in unmarked DOT vehicles. Oh, they're not putting them up on poles like the red light cameras? Wonderful. According to the paperwork, anywhere within a quarter of a mile of a school zone, you can get nabbed for speeding in a school zone going past one of these unmarked DOT vehicles. Yeah, but in Manhattan, you don't even know where the schools are. They're all clearly marked. Clearly, you gotta start paying attention. Well, in that case, I don't travel near any schools because I haven't seen any of those yellow school zone signs. Hey, whatever. It's going to be an interesting learning curve for everybody. I wonder which is going to become more effective. Mobile roving DOT trucks unmarked and just parked along the side of the road, or the fixed station like we have in Nassau County. Don't be fooled. Nassau County has portable units also. That's what they were setting up over by my house. They have the portable units as well that they can stick anywhere they want to stick. So don't think that, you know, just because you don't have a nice pole-mounted speed camera in front of the local school that you're not going to get nabbed. Well, during school hours, it's very rare that I pass the school. Unless I'm passing one in Manhattan that I don't know. Out here, it's 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. So I'm sure there's times that you're going to be out there doing your thing. Yeah, it's possible. But I usually slow down in the school zones anyway. School's open. Drive carefully. And to PPN. Said that. The fun part really came over the summer when people didn't even know the school was open and they were getting tickets. And Giuseppe D said that. That was the whole part of the controversy, because they actually listed the school by my house as having summer school hours when it didn't. Don't know where they got that information from, but somehow or another, that was how I got to spot these things as soon as they went and got rolled out. Because all of a sudden we saw the signs go up, and then like the next day, see this Nissan Quest van or whatever it is, it's like it's a cubey looking thing with all these orange traffic cones sitting next to it. So I'm like looking at this thing while I'm driving by, and I'm like, oh, look at that! Cameras and flash units and infrared sensors. Nice! So I figured out what it was, and then I read the article in the paper a few days later, and then the whole firestorm hit with all the tickets that were being given out. And I know people that passed that thing by my house and got like 5 tickets in a row, you know, back and forth as they were going back to the grocery store, this, that, the other, like 5 tickets in the same day. Well, they got lucky that they decided to avoid them. Except one friend who got 2 tickets actually had paid them, so now she's waiting for the money to come back. Yeah, I'm trying to remember, how long does a period go between when that flash goes off and you get a little gift in the mail? I got hit with a single flash. I think it was only if it's a double flash on a red light camera do they actually nab you. Because they have to take at least 2 pictures of you in the intersection. And I was going through on a yellow and must have turned red while I was still in it. Only flashes if it's red. So if it was a single flash, you still might have gotten away with it. But, Kramer's the one that's installing a lot of those hockey puck sensors. They were using loops, you know, the wire loops that they cut into the intersections. But then they started deploying these hockey pucks, which are proximity sensors, and they're wireless transmitters that transmit back to that little tiny 2.4 gig antenna sitting on the box where the camera assembly and everything is located. And it sends a coded pulse which tells the thing to flash and start recording video. Wonderful. So their technology is getting better. Yes, yes it is. I believe the video was always rolling. They used the flashes to help illuminate the license plates and stuff like that at the time of the incident. But the videos are always rolling. So they have access to those feeds, and then when it gets the pulse, it marks the video stream. Well, however they do it, they got it. So, if I don't get a little letter in the mail, I take it they'll realize I ended on the yellow and it turned red while I was in the intersection. Pipian Mobile. Well, regardless of when you entered, it was only a single flash, so my expectations would be low that I would be getting a present in the mail. Yeah, that's what I figured also. So, the patient was out of the hospital on Friday afternoon, and was resting comfortably all weekend long, and is now back to work, on its way into Brooklyn. Okay, what patient are we talking about? Toxic Avenger. Okay, because I was actually thinking of human for a while. Are you on the road already? I'm just coming up to Willis Avenue. We're slowing down. behind you. I just came around the turn over here by Wasland Road. Yeah, ease off the gas. The right lane. I'm in the right lane, but all three lanes slowed down. The right lane didn't get hit as bad. Alright. Just remember, take Beano. No Beano gas. No idea what caused that slowdown because we're back up to highway speed. But he wanted to look at the car that's parked off on the shoulder, and he wanted to look at the pretty orange sign that says road work ahead. Anyway, so almost up to Shelter Rock Road. The Toxic Avenger was, the hospital bill was paid for by the insurance company. I was going to say, how much does this thing cost you? The tow cost me an extra $100 over the coverage, and the repair cost me a hunch. And I wound up getting an unexpected check back from the union for $215. So, it just cost me the inconvenience and the aggravation and a week without the vehicle, so. But the vehicle got a full once over, and they did some stuff to it that I didn't know it needed to have done, so it was all covered. Why did the union give you a check? It was a loan fund that we had years and years ago, where every like 10 years you would get another $100 loan certificate or something like that, that you basically held on to until you retired, and then I think they gave you the money or whatever. I don't remember how it was set up. It was always this obscure thing. But after Hurricane Sandy, the union turned around and said to everybody, look, we have to set up a disaster relief fund. Would you be willing to donate your whatever, $200, $300, $400, $600 worth of accrued loan fund money to the disaster fund? And I went, sure, why not? So I figured that's it, it was gone. And it went to a good place. And, stop sign, a-hole. And, I get a letter in the mail that even though, I guess I had donated my stuff to the disaster fund, there was still some monies left over that they were just dispersing out. So it covered the tow and the repair on the vehicle. Oh, that was a nice surprise. I take it that stop sign was, someone ignored the stop sign with the short entrance ramp in the construction zone. And he thought he could just like meander in. So I kinda had to take a little bit of the middle lane as I almost pushed him into that construction barrier. Nice. Yeah. I love these people who meander onto a highway and cause the traffic moving at 50 miles per hour or plus to drop down to 40 to prevent from rear-ending them. Yeah, and God forbid you hit one of them, it's your fault. It's a Pipian Mobile. Yeah, don't you love the people who leave accidents in their wakes and do Denny B Mobile? possibly have water skiers in their wakes. Tell me about this brake check over here at Lakeville. What brake check? You must have caused it if you said what brake check. I never slowed down. Just coming up to the county line. So, if I decide to kick in the afterburners, I could catch up to you. Be careful, there's a sign that just said delays ahead, 23 to 17. I'm trying to decide if I might boogie up to the expressway. Alright, well, let me know. You got my front door good, buddy. Come on. I'm crossing this CIP now, which is 23, and I don't see anything as far as delays. I'm going to delay the decision until I get to the clear view. You said you're going to delay the delay. No, I said I'd delay the decision. Okay. Sometimes the signs are right, sometimes the signs are wrong, sometimes the signs just don't work. I think the signs may be right. I see a lot of red lights up ahead. The valid. I failed at CIP. I'm going to get on the expressway. Let's see who makes it to the goddamn first. Okay, I still haven't decided. I'm still moving. We just slowed down to 45. Coming up to the clear view. Alright. Thank you.
9:30. This is the WQVL Amateur Radio Repeater System.
Just watch Andrew for a little while. Yeah, all right. I said, I thought it was tomorrow. She said, no, today and tomorrow. It's like it only seems to be like a daily thing now, you know?
They got a little work ahead of them there. Charlie, I think, is with the gun this time. The other fellow did kind of go with, so he's got to drive. I'm just a passenger. Anyway, I'm at the front door. Say 73's, and I'll talk to you. Maybe I'll talk to you tonight. 73, have a good day. GB2CWC, WB2CMF. I'll be clear on your final.
Alright, have a good day. Like I said, my morning is I got a babysitter for a little bit. And then I haven't decided. Maybe I'll take a ride to Home Depot real quick. See if they still have any more of that bird seed left. I really need to pick up a little more grass seed too, so. Either that or I'll leave it for tomorrow. It really doesn't matter. Alright. Have a good one. I'll talk to you later. WB2CW, CMF, AB2CWD is out.
Mobile is testing. Anybody around?
Hey, Howard. Ready to get you 6K. I think you got the mix on Bootcrow's voltmeter. It had something 10-something with a 10 in it.
Oh, wonderful. I'll try it again. I got too many things going on. Was it any good?
That's always a good one as long as you don't get inside. Unless it's raining. Yeah, it was a pretty good one. I enjoyed it. I mean, it's not a big haul for me because I'm in Danbury on the weekend. So it's only, 10 minutes.
I didn't have a chance to go. This next couple of weeks, I'm pretty tied up with, moving everything over.
Hey, Chantel. How's that going? Is the wind almost there or not even close?
About 25% done already in 1 week. Test equipment division, and I own my own house. Everything else is staying where it's at. Kings, they were, King or Narco or so on. It depends on the model. Some of that stuff may have been older stuff.
that, you know, would not be real beneficial to, you know, putting in an aircraft today.
Nothing like liquid crystal, but there were some old analog gauges and some radio equipment with, you know, transmit, receive, frequency, dials and stuff like that. I just brisked it. It wasn't what I was looking for. I had a table, and it was by myself, so, you know, you kind of try and sneak away when it's there isn't a lot of foot traffic and run around to some other tables and stuff. So that's the extent of my looking.
I can understand. In avionics stuff, it has to be at least 720 channel. If it's 360, it's not really desirable. It can't really be used. But 720 is still usable equipment. For a while, at least.